This is Susie Larson. I want to thank you today for downloading this podcast from Live the Promise. I do hope you enjoy it. Thanks also for your continued support of Faith Radio. I want you to know you can donate anytime by clicking on the Support Faith Radio tab. Have a great afternoon, and God bless you. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson here with Tim Marks on the board, Gracie on the phone lines, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Welcome to Live the Promise. Really glad you tuned in today. A very happy and beautiful Monday to you. Well, we've got some of my favorite girls in studio today. We are going to have a blast. We're going to talk about what you do to nurture your faith, what you do to stay hidden in God, and why it's important to get away for a conference of all women, if you're a woman, and get away to a conference of all men, if you're a man, and even just getting away, making time to be with Jesus. Before we do that, though, I want to hear what you did this weekend. For some fun reason, I want to know. We're going to take about 5 minutes, open up the phone lines. I want to know what you did this weekend. If you call and get on the air, you'll get a book. 877-933-2484. 1-877-933-2484. So, Tim, go. What'd you do this weekend?
Well, first of all, what time of year is it?
It is March,
and
it
madness.
Feels... Oh,
yes,
okay.
Yes. Spent a little time watching basketball this weekend.
A little time meaning?
Meaning a few hours.
Okay.
You know, watching basketball. I actually had it on most of the weekend while I was doing other things, but got a chance to get out and do some walking and that kind of thing because it was so gorgeous here.
Absolutely.
And
well,
then,
good for you.
And then I did the dad thing, too, and ended up taking my daughter home at like 1:30 in the morning and... I was tired on Sunday.
Yeah, and you did her taxes.
And I did her taxes.
That was really nice of you. Yep. So I wrote chapter 12. That's
wow.
Something.
Very cool.
Yeah. I rode my bike 12 miles. And come to think of it, I think I probably ate 12 pieces of gluten-free pizza. I'm just seeing a pattern here all of a sudden. Rode 12 miles, wrote chapter 12. And so, hey, when you call in and tell me what you did this weekend, if you can attach a number to it, like I had 3 pieces of pizza, I watched 5 kids, I don't know. If you can attach numbers to what you did, I think we'll give you 2 books, all right?
I think I watched 12 games.
Okay, that's not good enough. 877-933-2484. 1-877-933-2484. All right, so we've had Carol and Christy in studio before, and we laughed our heads off. And I want to kind of bring up, Christy, one of the things you said last time, but I'll save it for later. But anyway, it was so funny. Do you remember that?
I do remember it. Oh, I've never lived it down, actually.
I just got to say it, even though we're going to be out of order already to start with. But she was talking about dear friends of hers and talking about their ministry. And they went through some major problems. And she said infidelity, but she meant like
infertility.
Infertility. And we're like, yeah, those are way different.
Yes, are very different.
She had some splaining to do with
it. I had to make some phone calls on the ride home from your studio last time.
So when I said infidelity, what I meant was infertility. So anyway, let me give them a formal introduction. We'll get them on the air because this is these are really godly, wonderful women, and they are bringing something to the table today that is for you. Whether you can come to the Bridging the Gap conference or not, what they have to say is for you. I believe it. But in the meantime, if you want to call and tell me what you did this weekend, love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. Carol Lund is a director of Bridging the Gap Women's Ministries and the Department of Women's Ministries, director for Minnesota District Council of Assemblies of God. She sees the state of Minnesota as a vast harvest field in which God has called her to minister and reaches across denominational and cultural lines to provide ministry for women in every facet of life. She is passionate about evangelism and uses every opportunity to share the compassion and love of Jesus wherever she goes. And you know, the thing about Carol is this is absolutely true. She reaches across those denominational lines because she's so passionate to see us equipped and empowered to be the women God has called us to be. She's impacted so many women. I love to call her a friend and glad that she's in studio with us. Christy Kerr, another darling, beautiful girl. Through music, writing, teaching, and creative service production, Christy continues to find new ways to express the truth of God's love and grace to people. She serves on the board of Bridging the Gap the Women's Ministry of Minnesota District of Assemblies of God, and is featured writer on their website, in addition to serving as the chief creative advisor for the annual Free to Be Women's Conference. She's married to Jeff and is the proud mother of Lucy, Charlie, Betty, and Dottie. Are those not the best names?
Yeah.
And they manage to keep their house dirty and their minivan running most of the time. And we've got also in studio Kelsey Kettington, and she serves as the Bridging the Gap Administrative Assistant. And Christy and Carol would tell you she's sort of the glue that holds it all together. Welcome to the studio, girls.
Yes.
Hi, Susie.
Good to be with you. Now, we've got some calls coming in, so we're going to take them real quick, and I'm going to see if they can add numbers to what they did. John is calling from Minneapolis. Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you, Susie. Glad to be on it.
Yeah, how are you?
Wonderful.
Good.
I actually know you from a long time ago.
You do? Maybe
yeah.
You can tell me after the show. No, I'm kidding.
No, it's okay.
I don't think I dated him. Anyway, so how do I know you, John?
My wife, Amy, and I used to take
fitness
athletic classes from you when you were an instructor.
That is right. Good to hear from you. God bless you. I remember
Thank
the circuit class. Yeah, that was great fun. So what did you do this weekend?
Well, I spent a lot of time outdoors playing with the kids and the dog, and I finally got around to taking down the Christmas lights.
Wow, that's heroic. Even that you can admit it is heroic. I love it. Well, you're going to get a book off our Faith Radio shelf, John, and I pray God's blessing on you. Thanks for all those
Thank
fun
you
times
very much.
You guys came to class. That was a blast.
You've blessed us in more ways than you can imagine, Susie.
Well, thanks, John. Bless you. All right, Frank. No way, Frank. You went to two revival services. Are you just saying that? Welcome to the show.
Yes, Susie, I went to two revival services at Doug Stanton Ministries International. He's coming back to the Twin Cities. They were incredible. Wayne Williams, who was Doug Stanton's mentor in Australia, was the keynote speaker on both nights. Wayne had the incredible experience of coming to Jesus while he was still a member of the Australian Mafia.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh. And the stories that this guy told of how God brought him safely out of that, and not only that, but absolved him from going through the to prison for his very extensive criminal activities was incredible. And
wow.
Not only that, but, you know, he spoke prophetically into my life and to other the lives of others around there. So it was just an incredible experience.
Wow, Frank, thank you so much for your call. You get two books because you went to two revival services. All right. Beth is calling from Fargo, and I love this. She cared for three kids and ran 5 miles. See, this is not as hard as I thought it would be. Beth, calling from Fargo, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are you?
Oh, doing better.
Okay, so I probably gave it all away, but you cared for three kids and ran 5 miles, huh? You didn't run 5 miles while you were caring for the three kids, did you?
No, thank goodness for the YMCA PlayStation. They got to
care for
my children during that time.
Very good. Well, bless you, and thank you. Thanks so much for sharing. You get two books. I'm so impressed that people can do this. I thought I was making an impossible goal there. Bless you, Beth. Thank you for your call. We'll get you a couple of books. Okay, we're going to get on task now. That was just a little departure, but sort of fun, wasn't
yeah,
it?
It's good.
Very fun. How about the three of you? Can you throw anything at me that you did this weekend that you can attach a number to?
Oh, I can. I went to my last gymnastics meet for the season, and I went to my first lacrosse game for the season.
Wow.
How's that, Susie?
That's pretty good. So like 1,000th, 12th
yes.
gymnastics
yes.
meet and number
yes.
one. Okay. Yes. All right. That works. How about you?
I went to a birthday party for myself.
For yourself?
For my 38th birthday. I just said that on the radio,
well,
didn't
did.
I?
You sure
so
did.
Now you all know.
Okay.
And like Tim, I watched many, 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 many basketball games, but not because I wanted to watch them, because my husband had commandeered the TV all weekend.
Okay.
So
that's
by
love.
Default, yeah. I just had to watch it. It was all that was on
that's
in our
darling. And happy birthday, dear.
Thank you.
How about you,
happy
Kelly?
Birthday, Christy.
I walked about 30 city blocks in St. Paul over the weekend with my husband.
We and did she does a little... have a bun in the oven, so this is no
yeah.
small feat.
Yeah, it was not. My feet were aching by the end of it, for sure. But we definitely went to Grand Ave, the Grand Old Creamery and got two scoops of ice cream each.
Okay.
It was delicious.
Very good. So she walked 36 blocks, got two scoops of ice cream. Love it.
There you go.
Love it. All right, we're going to start out by talking scripture. And Christy, you chose Luke 10, verse 2. The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord, who's in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into the fields. Mm-hmm. I was just meditating on this verse the other day, just pondering it, thinking about it. And I was, as I'm finishing this chapter 12, one of the things I talked about was competition and jealousy among women in ministry. Mm-hmm. And in God's kingdom, there's no place for it.
Yeah.
Because Jesus,
yeah.
as far as Jesus says, the work exceeds the workers. So don't be threatened by the few. Mm-hmm. Pray for more. And
absolutely.
I was just really thinking a lot about that. And I know that is so your heart, is mm-hmm. kingdom, kingdom, kingdom. So
absolutely.
Talk more about that verse.
Well, I think I've heard you speak on that before, on how we're held responsible for how we're training up people and praying for more people to come into the harvest. And so that part is always such a challenge for me. And as, you know, in the relationships in my life, how am I spurring on the women in my world to do more for the kingdom and to encourage them in their gifts? So that's just such a huge passion of mine. And then the second part, I think, of that scripture that I've been really meditating on is the fact that it says to pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. And just the season of life that my husband and I are in, we are just praying for direction and continuing to say, God,
amen.
Where do you want us to be? And there's something so reassuring of knowing that he is the Lord of the harvest. He knows where we need to be sowing. He knows where we need to be watering. He knows all of those details, and that if we trust in him, he'll guide us into all those places.
And isn't it a beautiful thought that he cares deeply about where you are? There's
yeah.
a good place for you to be, and there's a best place, because he's so invested in this harvest, and he's so invested in you.
Mm-hmm.
And so to seek him, you'll
Amen.
Find him,
yeah.
and you'll land where you're supposed to land.
Yeah.
So that is so beautiful.
Yeah.
And Carol, you chose one of my favorite verses, Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ever dare to ask or think,
mm-hmm.
according to his work within us. Talk to us about that verse.
You know, that verse has been my theme verse for the last year and a half. And I kept thinking, God, you're going to give me a new verse for 2012. But he has not, because I know that he wants me to land on this verse and to just hug it and to own it and to love it. But, you know, he is at work doing, while beyond what we can imagine, when we're not even thinking, or beyond what we can even grasp, he has the answers already in place, and they're coming. But it says, according to the power that worketh within us. And so oftentimes we think, okay, it's going to depend on this and this and this and this. No, we have been given the power of the Holy Spirit within each of us, and we just need to expedite that. So
yeah. I've always said, according to that verse, you know, how big is your yes? Because the
yes.
size of your yes determines the depth and the breadth of his work in and through us.
Mm-hmm. And saying yes is really scary.
It sure is.
You know, just even with this conference that we're going to be chatting about today, saying yes to how we're rearranging it and changing it is really scary, but it is a big yes, and God commands a big yes.
And we're going to pause for just a moment and say a word about the conference. We're going to be talking about the Bridging the Gap conference a little bit later, because that's one of the big reasons they're here. We want to give enough content for you to take away, whether you are able to attend the conference or not in this hour. But we are giving away 4 sets of 2 tickets. So if you want to go to the conference, all you have to do is get on the air, give me a call, and tell me why you want to go to the conference, and you'll get a ticket for you and for a friend. And they'll be at Will Call, right, Kelsey?
Yes,
okay.
They will.
Mm-hmm. All right, so 877-933-2484, 1-877-933-2484. The conference is in 2 weekends, so you still got time to make your plans or cancel what other lesser plans you have, so you can make these plans. And 877-933-2484. Before we get on to Kelsey's verse, I read you this quote from Tozer when I was thinking about your verse, Carol. All God has ever done for any of his children, he will do for all of his children. The difference lies not with God, but with us. Let's just talk for a moment about the fact that he's no respecter of persons, but he's a respecter of faith.
You know, he's no respecter of persons. He's a respecter of faith. And he is looking at every single one of us wanting, he just wants us. It's all about loving him and about loving his children. And he wants me. He is a personal God. I have a personal relationship with him. And what he wants more than anything else is for me just to take the time to sit at his feet and to be in his presence on a moment by moment, in a daily and an hourly basis.
Mm-hmm.
And we do need to carve out those times. And I have a time that I love, and I call it, I do a teaching on this, and I call it my cave time. And I love my cave time. And I crawl, I have it a certain place in my house, but I know that I can meet him there at any time. And you know, it was during some of the most difficult days of my life that I developed the cave. And when you have 7 pregnancies in 7 years, you find a cave to go in because it's called survival.
Yeah.
So I really, really, I live my life by that.
Mm. You know, Christy, in that same article of what Tozer was writing about being no respecter of persons, he was just wondering, why do certain people rise above the fray where so many don't? Well, if God is the same God to all of us, why do certain people go on and do great things? And one thing he researched and studied, he found that their differences were as different as the day and the night are, where some were educated, some were not, some were rich, some were poor. But the one thing that it was a common denominator for these people was when the Lord spoke, they not only listened, but they did something about it. Yeah. He brings it back down to this is not rocket science. Mm-hmm. But when you listen to the Lord and you obey, you step into an anointing of God because he's entrusting you with something. You're acting on it. And then you rise up.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then he entrusts you with more.
Yeah.
That's really been your experience, hasn't it?
Yeah. My husband and I, about a year ago, the Lord put on our heart. We had been in a job at a church that we adored and loved and just
a thriving ministry.
Yeah. And we were just really happy and doing very well. But we felt God say, I have something different for you and we want you to take a step. And we said, okay, God, tell us what the step is and we'll jump right into it. And very clearly God said, I want you to take the step first and then I'll continue to reveal my plan. And
goodness.
So for us, it was terrifying. And yet when it boiled down to it, we said, well, do we really believe this or not? Do we believe that God is God? Have we really given our lives to him? And it was a very defining point for us to say, you know what, if we really believe in this, then we obey. When our Father tells us to do something, we obey. And so we took the step. We took the leap of faith. We quit our job with 4 kids and a mortgage, not knowing what was next. And it was terrifying. And we would lay awake at night going, what have we done?
Mm.
But the last year we have watched the faithfulness of God in a way that I have never experienced before, just in provision, in opportunity, in just the way that he has been so close to us. And it has been probably the greatest year of growth that we have both seen, just simply because we are so dependent on him for everything. But taking that leap, it was a really defining moment for our faith, because we all say we believe.
Right.
But sometimes when God calls us to actually step and act, then we're like, I don't know, that seems a little scary. And so we have a new motto around our house. We say, life is short and God is big.
Love that.
So take the step, make the move.
You know, I'm so glad you told that story, because scripture does say he moves on every act prompted by our faith. Mm. You know, it's no small deal when you step out in faith. It's so precious to God. And one of the other reasons I wanted you to tell that story, Christy, is because I believe, as I talk to people, I'm out and about speaking and even hearing from our listeners, the winds of change are blowing all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as the world's being shaken, as we say, the things that are not being shaken, that you can clearly see what they are. It's Jesus. You know, we'll not be moved, and we're standing on him. And I feel that I think plenty of people are listening today who are sensing the winds of change and thinking it would be too crazy, too risky for me to step out. But you heard her story, and I just pray that that encourages you to step out if he's saying step out.
Yeah.
And we've got a call, and then, Kelsey, I want to get to you and hear your verse.
Sure.
And we're giving away – I want to take credit. Like, I'm giving away 4 sets of 2 tickets. It cost me nothing. These girls came with 4 sets of 2 tickets for you. All you got to do is call in and say why you want to go to this conference. And I'm telling you, it's life-changing. 877-933-2484. Nancy's calling from Wisconsin. Nancy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Susie.
How are you?
Great. And you?
I'm doing well.
I just absolutely love this interview today. That's actually why I want to go. I'm just loving what you ladies are saying. And as far as the topic you're talking about, stepping out, I've been, for quite some time, I've been struggling with chronic pain, which you know about, Susie.
Mm-hmm.
You've done some years, had some health problems yourself, but I feel that the Lord is calling me to take next steps. I'm just a little not so sure exactly what I can do to take those next steps, so I'm just very excited to go to this conference and hear what these ladies have to say. I'm just very excited.
Well, you got 2 tickets, and I promise you won't be sorry. This is really one of my favorite conferences. I've been involved in years past, and you will sense the presence of God. The worship is off the charts. Christy, who you have in studio here, leads worship and is an angel at it. It's just amazing. And they always bring in, well, that sounds really bad. They always bring in really great speakers. But anyway, you know, other times. But anyway, so you're going to have fun.
Speakers, Susie.
As soon as I said it, I'm like, did I just say that? But you're going to get two tickets and you're going to love it. And I'm not speaking there, so I can say that this year, right? Nancy Elkhorn's going to be there. Randy Elkhorn's wife. Mm-hmm. And who else?
And Marilyn Skinner from Watoto in Uganda.
Okay.
And Mike Yankowski, who is the author of Under the Overpass. So.
Okay, Nancy.
And Laurel Bunker.
Mm-hmm. Nancy, I want you to call me back after the conference and tell me how God met you, because I know he's going to. So bless you. You get a couple tickets. 877-933-2484. All right, Kelsey, do you have a verse? I'm putting you on the spot. We kind of having you come in at the last minute, but you're ready?
It's all right. Yeah. All right. You know, the Lord's really been speaking to me a lot, Jeremiah 29:11. And I know that that's a really well-known verse. I know that's probably a favorite.
Does it make it less powerful, though?
Right. But for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, and plans to give you a hope and a future. And for me and my husband specifically, we got married less than a year ago, and we're already pregnant with our first baby. We've already gone through so many different changes in our less than first year of marriage that people, I feel like couples don't necessarily go through right off the bat. And we've walked through a ton of different unknowns, a ton of challenges. Carol has walked through me every step of the way. And so, I mean, it's been a continuous reminder for me that he knows the plans that he has for us,
yes,
and they are to prosper us. Mm. And he's given a gift to each and every single one of us. And even if the gift that I claim to have isn't the gift that he wants to use at that particular moment, it doesn't mean that he's necessarily using me any less, you know, for his glory. And so I just have to continue to remind myself of that. And, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time, and I am definitely being molded, and it's a continuous process, but he's faithful, and
yes,
I know
he is.
Kelsey,
I remember times where God had me in a place where it seemed he was using my second, third, and fourth gifts and not my primary gifts, almost like being pruned back on top so that the roots could go down deeper below, and it was painful. It was hard. It was like square peg in a round hole. In some ways, I'd see some fruit, but I also felt like, Lord, are you sure about this?
Yeah.
But he was absolutely sure, because he does know the plans, and I look back now, and it taught me submission. It taught me to trust his timing. I mean, there's so much wisdom in his request that we wait and trust him. And so, and you couldn't be with more wonderful girls,
and
you know?
This is probably the reason why we've been so fortunate and been able to walk through the things that we've walked through, is because both of us have such unbelievable mentors that have spoken into our lives and are continuously praying for us. And we know that. Mm-hmm. And I am getting pruned left and right by these women that are, you know, twice my age, three times my age, and it's unbelievable.
Oh, she's not talking about me now.
I'm not talking about anybody else in the office here. But it's unbelievable that, you know, you're able to surround yourself by those older generations that have walked through these times. And
because we're so unoffendable by this age, you can say those things. We don't care.
Old is good.
Old is good. With it comes wisdom, hopefully, most of the time.
Yes.
Well, we've only got about 3 minutes to break, but if you can, in three succinct points, I asked this on Facebook, what are three things you do to nurture your faith and to stay hidden in God? You can just put your hands up if you're who's ever ready to answer that. But I want to just get three things that you do in your personal life. And the reason I'm asking this is because I know your conference and your heart is all about equipping and empowering women so that they have a very thriving personal walk, that they're not going from conference to conference and just surviving in between. Mm-hmm. You want them to have a real walk with God.
It's huge.
Any one of you want to answer?
I'll go first.
Okay.
The first one that I really believe, and it goes back to my first statement, is I have to choose to spend time in his presence. It is what it is about. The other one is I have to understand, and if our audience out here doesn't understand how to do this, but it's called balance. The word balance is huge in each one of our lives. And the third thing is have fun. Mm. Learn how to laugh, and learn how to laugh at yourself.
Yeah, not take yourself too seriously.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. I make so many mistakes, but I have chosen to learn how to laugh.
Love it.
Yeah, I think for me, just making sure that I have that time with the Lord. Mm-hmm. For me, I connect you know, I love to sit at my piano and just sit in worship and just sit and talk to the Lord. Another way that I find is inviting God into the everyday parts of my life. When I have four small children, that when I am trying to figure out what to do with them, how to discipline them, that I stay attuned to the Holy Spirit in my heart and say, okay, God, how should I handle this? That makes me feel very
so
connected
rich.
To God, and it connects him into my everyday part of my life. And the third is the Word of God. I just can't say how much I have the windowsill above my sink where I do dishes. I spend a lot of time standing there.
Yeah.
And so my husband laughs at me because it's full of note cards. And I just write down verses that the Lord is speaking to me. And I put them up there so that I'm constantly seeing those verses to ingrain the Word in my soul. And they change all the time depending on what he's putting in me. So that's a great way to keep the Word fresh in my heart.
And note the intentionality from these gals. They're feeding on the things of God. How about you, Kelsey?
Well, I think that for myself, what I mentioned before, just surrounding yourself with women of the faith and people that can speak into your lives, that's probably one of the biggest things for me, as well as obviously spending time in the Word. I think for myself and for generations below me, the Word is not necessarily becoming a main, you know, focus, a number one priority. And so I think that making sure that you're in the Word, it means then that you get more, your thirst is quenched for more of it, the more you're in it.
Yep.
And so that's kind of exciting and a journey for myself as well.
Excellent. Thank you. All right. I would say for me, time with the Lord, which is the prayer and being in the Word and prayer, speaking and praying out loud does something. Faith comes from hearing. So when I'm down in the dumps, to start walk around my house and pray out loud, and time with godly friends. So I'm talking to Christy Kerr, Carol Lund, and Kelsey Kettington. We're just talking about what it means to nurture our faith. And we're giving more tickets away to the Bridging the Gap Conference, 877-933-2484. More with these girlfriends in just a moment. So glad you tuned in today. We're having a great time. I've got some girlfriends in the studio, and we are talking about what you do to nurture your faith. And we're going to also be bringing in just a little bit of information about the Bridging the Gap Conference coming up. And they've been kind enough to bring in four sets of tickets, four sets of two. We've already given away one. I see Elizabeth is going to get another set, and it looks like another call is coming behind there. So we have one more after we get Elizabeth and Teresa on the line, one more set of tickets. All you got to do is call me and tell me why you want to go to this conference. It's coming up in two weekends. Even if you're listening from Wisconsin, South Dakota, North Dakota, we want you to join us. You can make the plans. This is one of those conferences you're not going to want to miss. About 2,000 women get together. The worship is off the charts, and you're going to have an amazing time. 877-933-2484. We've got Elizabeth calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome to the show, Elizabeth.
Well, thank you so much.
How are you?
Well, I am fine, thank you. And you?
I'm doing well.
I'm good, having fun.
We sure are. So you have a friend who took you to a conference, and you want to pay her back and see God move. Is that right?
I would like that. Yes, she's taking me to a perspective course. You know that from missions?
Oh, sure. Good. And so you're going to pay her back and take her to the Bridging the Gap conference, right?
That's what I would like very much to do, yes.
Okay, well, that's a brilliant plan. So you get two tickets. Grace will get your information, and thank you so much. I hope you have a great time. Let me know how it goes, all right?
All right.
Okay, hon. Bless you. Are we ready to take line two? Teresa, I'm not sure where she's calling from. She'll have to tell me. Teresa, are we ready? Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing well. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from T, South Dakota. It's a little suburb of Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Excellent. Okay, are you able to make the conference?
Yes, I am calling. You know, I was excited to hear, I was listening to your program, and you had mentioned, I'm just trying to strengthen my walk with the Lord, and I do not have hardly any strong Christian women that I can network with. And when I heard, you know, you gals talking and saying that your goal is to strengthen women so they don't have to bounce from conference to conference, or, you know, so that they know what they can do to strengthen their walk with the Lord, like spending time in his presence, balance, and having fun. I mean, I just heard you speaking, and I
I thought that would be a blessing to be able to attend this conference.
It will be, Teresa. I promise you that. And I'm so glad you called. And you are absolutely right. We need each other on this walk of faith. And then we need some of our own personal disciplines. And, man, I just pray God surprises you and blesses you beyond measure at the conference. So God bless you. I think that's our four sets, isn't it?
It is.
All right. That's excellent. Thanks, everybody, for calling. So we were talking before the break about three things that we do to nurture our faith and stay hidden in God. And here's another A.W. Tozer quote I want to read and have each of you just share a little bit about if just something jumps out at you. But he's addressing both the church and the world. He says, the world is perishing for lack of the knowledge of God, and the church is famishing for want of his presence. Have any insights or thoughts you want to share about that?
You know, I was thinking about this today, just about how I've been so hungry for the supernatural work of God in my life lately. It's just, you know, there are seasons that you just say, God, I just want to see you move. I want to see the power of your presence. And the verse that kept running through my head was, we have a form of godliness, but we deny its power. And how often we go to church and it's a part of our lives, but we haven't tapped into the side of it that God is powerfully moving. His mm-hmm. presence will come and it will change us. It yeah. will change our lives. It will equip us. And how many times I just go for the little taste of God, but I don't keep moving forward into the power of what he can really accomplish in and through my life when I surrender myself to him.
Yeah, it makes me think of 1 Corinthians 4:20, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. We yeah. make it a list of do's and don'ts, but it is altogether different from that. I don't remember which guest was on last week that said this, but he's like, you know, it's not enough to just say the sinner's prayer mm-hmm. and not sincerely subscribe to it with your life. He said, what I want to know, is there mm-hmm. a miracle in your life? Not mm-hmm. not just a healing miracle, you know what I'm saying, but the mm-hmm. miracle of God in you. Mm-hmm. I mean, can you point and say, and I know I can, I'm not as afraid now as mm-hmm. I was a year ago. I'm, mm-hmm. I'm more loving now. That's mm-hmm. a miracle.
Yeah.
That's the mm-hmm. power of God within. Only God mm-hmm. can do that. And
that power of God is not a respecter of persons, and that is what is key. We think we have to have everything all cleaned up before right. before we tap into that power. And Christy, just exactly what you're talking about, God wants to do it right now. He really does. It's the power of the Holy Ghost that really, he wants to explode that. He wants to feed a steak. And not just appetizers.
Mm-hmm. And Tim just reminded me, it was Jim Cimbala. And if you get a chance to listen to the podcast, if you haven't yet, it is mm-hmm. powerful, speaking mm-hmm. of power. But he was talking about the Holy Spirit. He's written a book, Spirits Rising, yeah. mm-hmm. and how we, again, make it this list of do's and don'ts and these ought-tos and these should-dos.
Yep.
And you hear me say this all the time, but it so is a get-to. And when we're living in response to mm-hmm. his love, praying is a get-to. Reading the Word is a get-to. Mm-hmm. Loving the unlovely mm-hmm. is a get-to. And that's when, like you were saying, Christy, the supernatural power of God dwells with it, because we can't do those things apart from him.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it has to be in the little things. It's mm-hmm. not necessarily the big things or even a conference, but it needs to be in those moment-by-moment moments that are so amazing when you just know. Like I walked into the office today and I said to Kelsey, we were talking about something, and I said, you know what? I am watching God move in the supernatural as we move in these little things that need to happen and be complete.
Well, one of the reasons I want to bring you in, we get lots of requests to advertise people's local events, and obviously most of them come from the Twin Cities, but we have 6 markets, 5 states in the upper Midwest, so we really most of the time can't do that. We can tag it on to the end of a interview if there's enough takeaway for those listening who won't be able to attend the event. But one of the reasons I love bringing you in, because there's so much more to you. The conference is a powerful thing, but your heart is that people be equipped. And so, and to me as a speaker, I always say, speaking about it to me is the period at the end of the sentence. The sentence is the life of living it. Mm-hmm. And I know that's how you feel day in and day out. And so let's talk about this, the process even of, I would say, putting yourself in harm's way to do this conference, because life would probably be physically, quote unquote, easier for all three of you yes. if you weren't doing this, because you put yes. yourself in the line of fire when you say, I want to create an event where women can encounter God, be engaged in their faith so they can walk it out. You suddenly are in the line of fire. And I want people to get a real clear picture of what that looks like. Give me a little bit of a synopsis of some of the behind-the-scenes obstacles and even the spiritual opposition that you face, even if it's discouragement or whatever.
Yeah, I think this is particularly this year, we've felt more spiritual opposition going into this conference probably than ever before. I personally have, from everything from my kids are coming off 2 weeks of being sick to just struggling to get things to line up. And I told Carol, I said, I feel like we're birthing this conference one 10-pound baby at a time.
You know? That ain't no small thing.
And you think you're done, but there's another one coming. And it has been, you know, trying, but it was one of those things that, you know, when you believe in something and you know that God is going to do something and you know that the enemy is coming against you and the enemy wants to stop what God is going to do, mm-hmm. it just puts fire in my belly. Mm-hmm. Just like, you know, God is going to do something in our midst and recognizing we have nothing to fear. We have nothing, you know, he is under our feet. We stand on the authority of Jesus Christ. But it does. You know, remind you of how much opposition that we do have.
Absolutely.
When we are on the front lines and we are saying, no, we are going to come. We want to come together. We want to mobilize the women of Minnesota to become active in their faith, to stop just being on the sidelines, but to jump
be
in
engaged.
Full force. And that the enemy is scared to death of that happening.
He sure is, yeah. Because we are a force to reckon with when
Absolutely.
We get a hold of who we are. I guess we only gave away 3 sets of tickets, by the way. So we have 1 more set of tickets. So if you want to jump into this conversation and tell us why you want to go to this conference, it's in 2 weekends. I want you to give us a call, 877-933-2484, 1-877-933-2484. You know, we've behind the scenes when I'm getting ready for conferences, my kids have been car accidents, fallen down the stairs carrying a case of books, you know, nightmares, insomnia, sickness, all that stuff. And another speaker friend said it's like walking through an electric charged, you know, season where your hair is standing on end like Phyllis Diller and you just keep walking. That's my new thing. Keep walking because you will get through it.
Yes.
And once you do, boy, that's yes. when the power comes. But how
yes.
about you, Carol? I know
you
are
know,
constantly under fire.
This whole, and we'll talk about that later, but this whole theme, she opens her hands to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. You know, when God gave us this, just this whole change, free to be the change idea, we knew that we were going to be doing this and we were going to execute a paradigm shift with this conference. And yes, going back to behind the scenes, right now, both of my 90-year-old parents could see Jesus at absolutely any moment. And it is a day-to-day walk. At 7 o'clock this morning, I was feeding my mom. And so, you know, the warfare and, you know, why right now? But it is right now and it's okay. I am walking and I'm walking right through it. Mm-hmm. And that God is bigger than all of it. He mm-hmm. knows what we're walking through and he's our source.
Yeah. You know, one thing I thought of, Carol, and I don't even know if this fits, but what I notice from my end of things and just talking to other author speakers prior to an event too, it seems like highly offendable people come out of the woodwork and mm-hmm. where they're quick to take an offense. And
yes.
if you're the person walking and you encounter conflict, it's heartbreaking. But then I thought of the pure in heart see God. And this is why it's so important mm-hmm. for all of us to walk with a pure heart. Because if you're just seeing a person's, you know, frailties, which you will in all mm-hmm. of us, and you're so bent on having a conflict, you miss the heart of God in the matter.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're really pursuing a pure heart and taking responsibility for that, your eyes open up and you go, okay, I'm going to give this girl a break. I mean, she's mm-hmm. carrying the world on her shoulders, getting mm-hmm. ready for this conference.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do for her what I would want her to do for me.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just felt like I needed to say that because
mm-hmm.
I think
it's true.
So often people just throw out the offenses and not realize how that wounding that can be from our own mm-hmm. when we're really just trying to do our best to put mm-hmm. to put ourselves make ourselves available to the Lord. And you want to add anything to that, Kels?
Yeah. Well, I think that when the Lord gives you a mandate like he's given us with this conference, the enemy is totally going to give distractions any possible way that he can.
Mm-hmm.
And for me personally, I've been dealing with insomnia like crazy. And there have been days where I have called Carol at 5:30, 6 in the morning and said, Carol, I can't do it today.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's one of those things where you go into the office and then you have 15, 20 voicemails on your phone and you're just like, I just can't deal with it, you know? And so, I mean, it's one of those things where you have to go in, you have to say, okay, Kelsey, buck up. You're not going to be cranky.
When I say to myself, it's buck up, buttercup. It makes me feel better.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's like one of those things where it's like, you are the admin, you are the voice and the face of this ministry, you know, in the office, and people need this conference. Yeah. They have this mandate. The Lord has not given it just to Christy, Carol, myself, but he's given it to every single woman that's going to be attending this conference as well. And so they need it just as much as I do. And so even though I may not be in the sessions themselves and doing things behind the scenes and everything, it's going to be one of those things where, you know, the Spirit's going to be speaking to me just as much as he's going to be speaking to the ladies.
And you make such an important point that we all have a place on the wall. We have a role to play.
Yes.
And we
yes.
need to carry our portion of the burden and do it well.
Yes.
You
yeah.
know? But insomnia. Deal with it too. And I don't know about you, but when I've not slept like a bunch of days in a row, you know, I'll like cry over a toilet paper commercial.
It's all my word. It's terrible.
It's like I lose all my faculties. So I'll pray for you because I totally
Thank
know.
You.
Honey.
Thank you.
Okay, Jan's calling from Eden Prairie. She gets the last set of tickets. Jan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm wonderfully inspired by all of your talks and inspirational growth stories, and I'd like to attend this seminar because I've been a worship leader and I'm currently worship leader, and I would like to further grow in my Christian life as I really enjoy the messages on the radio, and I've also heard 3 sermons on Sunday because you mentioned you wanted to hear what people did on the weekend.
Okay, Jan, you get 2 books and 2 tickets.
Oh, yay, Jan.
Grace, I hope you're listening. Jan,
sounds wonderful.
Honey, you're going to love this conference. I'm so grateful that you'll be going, and give Grace your information. We'll make sure we get you that information. So the 2 books are going to come from the station. The 2 tickets will be at will call at the conference with your name on them. So, and you'll get an email from Kelsey just to confirm that. But God bless you, hon.
Thanks. God bless you.
This has been so fun. And I'm, you know, we're just a little naughty when we're together. I don't know. But I want to talk details since we only have 15 minutes left together. It's coming up March 30th and 31st, and it's at Emmanuel Christian Center. Now, I know you're doing something a little different on Friday night. Why don't you want to tell me about
that?
Yeah,
Friday night we are having a celebration of sisterhood. The conference is
called...
Yay! It's going to be our sisterhood party, and so we're encouraging everybody to grab your girlfriends and come out, and we are going to just highlight spending time together and just what an amazing blessing. My heart went out to the woman who called and said, I don't have a lot of close Christian girlfriends. You know what? God designs us to live in relationship and community, and I'm praying that she's going to make some really great friends
That's
at this
awesome.
Conference. Mm-hmm. But we want to have Friday night just be a night that we celebrate the fact that God gives us sisters in the faith and that we can stand beside each other and help each other grow. And we're going to be hearing from Marilyn Skinner that night, who works in Uganda and reaches out to the widows and orphans. She started Watoto Ministries there, and her heart for sisterhood and how I'm responsible for my sister in Africa just as much as I'm responsible for my sister sitting in this room with me, and really hearing the heart of God for how we should care for others. So we're really excited about Friday night just to start out the conference, just celebrating time with your girlfriends. I know, it's, you know, so many of us, we're so busy with work and our family and our kids, and sometimes to find a night out that you can go and just have fun with your girlfriends is hard to do. So we have created one for you. All
That's
you have
awesome.
To do is show
it's
going to
have dance, and it's going to have worship, and it's going to have, every time you enter a session or leave, you'll receive a gift. And when the gals arrive on Friday night, there will be coffee for them and a nice chunk of chocolate and surprises every time they turn around. But Friday night is really going to be about the sisters in Minnesota, and we want to bless the sisters right here.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I would say a few of the describing words for me when I think of this conference are depth of worship and depth of teaching, and some great laughter, though. Just even what you hear today, there's just some belly laughter moments, aren't there?
Yeah.
It's so important, isn't it?
We're going to have fun. That's
for sure. We're going to have fun. We're going to dance.
Well, now, how are you going to dance?
Okay, Christy, tell us how we're going to dance.
I don't really dance, but...
Holy dance.
Holy dance. Yeah. I don't know. I have some very skilled dancers that will be coming. We have a really great opener that we've been working on that's got video elements and dance and music. And so there's going to be a lot of really fun elements.
But
I'm looking forward
us.
To seeing Carol dance.
Yeah.
I can dance.
Okay, so how about the breakout? You're doing something a little different with those this year as well.
Well, you know, I'm wondering, Kelsey, can you add to them? Just tell us about the breakouts. Yes, the breakouts are really scary this year, but we're really excited about them. So take it, Kelsey.
When we decided that we were going to do Free to Be the Change, we decided that for breakouts this year, we needed to tap into people who have been the change in their own communities right now, what they're doing, and how then can we as women in Minnesota, in the surrounding states, then partner with these organizations that are making a change or, you know, get inspired to start our own ministry. And so we have two or three different nonprofit or for-profit organizations that are going to be in these breakout sessions. We have 10 of them, and so they're all titled different things. There's some on human trafficking. There's some on community action. There's some on families in crisis. I mean, the range of different options that there are is huge, and so we're really hoping that women are going to really go in and come out inspired to be the change in their world.
Yeah, and so they're basically going to give some backstory on how they got to where.
Yes.
Because this is what, you know, oftentimes because causes have become a very trendy thing.
Yes.
And one thing that the friends from IJM said is now the trend is over. People were jumping on the bandwagon for International Justice Mission. Well, now that's sort of worn off. They said we're settling in for the long haul because we're so committed to this.
This is the long haul.
Yes. And I know that, you know, these breakouts, these are people who are in it for the long haul.
Yeah, right.
And you know, we can put on someone and say, just pick a cause. I don't think it works that way because it wears off. But if God has a cause and a call for each one of us.
It has to be ignited by a passion.
That's right.
And this is why instead of labeling in the promo the people, you'll see their names when you arrive, but it's by the effort. And so you can go in there and you can hear passion from ordinary women who God has chosen to use right where they're at.
And I think a lot of times you go to a conference and you may hear about something and God may spur something in you to get involved, but you might not know how to get involved. And a lot of times you go home with good intentions and then nothing ever happens. And so we wanted to be really intentional about making connections so that if God is speaking to you about getting involved in human trafficking or something, that you can go to that breakout session, connect with the ministry that is in action, find out what you're doing and sign your name on the dotted line right there. So we really tried to make it something that would be help purpose further action and not just something that you're inspired in the moment, but then you never take action on. We try to really make those connections happen.
And it's something really important to remember, too, as far as getting engaged in a cause and a call that's so much bigger than you are, is it does suit you and fit you. I mean, you know, his yoke and his yoke is easy and his burden is light. I remember at a conference recently that I spoke at, a woman couldn't wait to tell me that she'd gotten hooked up with IJM. But in a very unique way. She's like, I thought, what can I do? I'm called to live here in this rural place. But she's an athlete, and she was a marathon runner. And her daughter was killed in a car accident. So she started a race. I think it's a 5 or 10K. In honor of her daughter, but to raise money to end human trafficking. And it has exploded. I think she's done it several years, 5 years in a row or something like that. But it's getting to the point where it's so big that she's needed a whole staff and team to manage it. But it's in her wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And that's what's so beautiful. It's a cause bigger than she is, but it's also close to her heart within her gift set.
Yeah.
And isn't that a beautiful thing?
It is. I have a girlfriend named Kirsten Shabazz, who is one of our breakout speakers, who loves to cook. And she's just always loves to cook, inviting people over. And God had put on her heart to start a ministry to feed people in times of crisis. And so she just started. It's called Dishing Up Some Love. And so she has ladies come to her house who also like to cook. And they make meals and they freeze them and put them in the freezer. And when she hears about someone going through a hard time, she loads up her car and takes over a bunch of meals to a family in need. And how amazing that God took a passion of hers and a gift and something that she loves and that is so just a part of who she is. And now he's using it to reach out to people and show them the love of Christ. And that's exactly what it is. I think sometimes we feel like we hear a call to action and we think, well, I have to move overseas or I have to, you know, do something that feels so outside of who I am. But I love that God uses, he's equipped us and he's created us with the things that are unique to us because they line up with his purposes for us.
Yeah.
Well, and so it so connects with the power of the Holy Spirit, Christy. It's all about listening and it's about being ignited in our passions and
Absolutely.
Using them right where they're.
You know, when I was in fitness and I used to train instructors, I remember the difference between those who are book smart and those who are book smart and had also engaged their physical bodies in the fitness. You know what I'm saying? So someone would come up and have a good understanding of physiology maybe, but they didn't know how to connect with people and didn't even know how to exercise because they actually physically weren't engaging. And I make that parallel to the spiritual realm. You can be so strong in your doctrine, but never have engaged your spiritual muscle where you've pushed yourself beyond your limit to love your fellow man or to give sacrificially. And this is what I like about what you're about here, because you're really wanting to get beyond being spoon-fed to really engaging women in their call because they have a call. So say a word about that. We just have a couple minutes left.
You know, we do. This conference has always been really good and amazing. But when God gave us this mandate about the change, I believe it with all my heart. And just the other day when I met with Christy, I said, Christy, I believe it more than a year ago because God is calling us. Time is up to be about the change in all of our worlds. And it does look different. And this conference is going to look a little bit different. However, it's all about him. It's all about the woman and growing the woman. It's about sisterhood. It is about loving that sister next door.
That's just wonderful. So when you think about your vision, your dream, your hope for end result, what would that be? What are you believing God for this weekend?
We're believing for God to raise up an army of women.
There you go.
I think sometimes our world as women can become very small. I can get into my home and I can get into my family and my eyes get really fixed onto what's going on in my world. And I think God is saying, open your eyes.
Yes.
Look to the world around you. Look to the woman on your street. Look to the world that needs Christ. And I think that we are hoping to raise up an army of women that are looking out and being the hands and feet of Jesus to the world around them, whether that's to the neighbor right next door or to someone in Minnesota or to someone around the world, but to become women who are actively engaged in our faith. And we know that there's, in our belief, we pray, we worship, but there's also, in the practice of worship, we should be serving too and to ignite that part of our faith.
Absolutely. Wonderfully said. Well, all three of you, thank you so much for
You're
your
welcome.
Time.
Thank
if before
you.
We pray, where can they find more information about the conference?
They can go to www.freetobeconference.org.
Freetobeconference.org. Freetobeconference. Christy, would you wrap up and pray for us? Pray for our listeners that each of us would engage, as you're saying. So I want you not only to be praying for those who are going to be attending, but for all of us, because this is a mandate for all of us to rise up and be the change as the Lord fuels us to be.
Absolutely. Father, we just come to you and we're so thankful for who you are and that your Holy Spirit comes and speaks to us. And Father, we just pray right now that you would open our eyes. Lord, we confess and we repent of the fact that so often we become so inward focused and we look at what we're doing and we feel overwhelmed even by our own life and we can't imagine how we could look out and do anything more. But Father, we know that it is your desire that we would be the hands and feet of Christ, that we would extend our arms, extend our hands, and that we would show the world how much you love them by the way we serve them. And so I pray for everyone listening today, God, would you just drop something in every woman, every man's heart, Father, today? Yes. Would you drop something in our heart of how we can be the change, how we can show the love? Maybe it's just a phone call. Maybe it's just a kind word to someone we meet. God, would you just stir and raise that up in us? Father, we want to be your hands and feet. We want to show the world how much you mean to us. God, we want to spread the love of Christ to everyone we meet. And so we ask, Father, that you would speak, and Father, that you would then give us the courage to step out, like we talked about before, to not just be hearers of the word, but to be doers and to take the action. And not just to hear you speak it, but Father, then to take the steps to do what you are saying us to do, what you're telling us to do, and to move out in obedience. And we just thank you so much for that, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Did I tell you we love these girls? Christy, Carol, Kelsey, bless you and thank you.
Thank you.
Love
you. Thank
you.
Really, it's a privilege to be here.
Honor to do this journey with you. Well, I'm going to leave you with this great passage from Psalm 23. You've heard it, but I want you to hear it again with fresh ears. Just, if you're not driving, you're just sitting, I want you to close your eyes and hear this. It's so beautiful. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid. For you are close beside me, your rod and your staff, they comfort and protect me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and mercy and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Well, I pray today's show challenged, blessed, and encouraged you. You've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. You can find a podcast of this interview up on our website at faithradionet.com. I want you to tune in tomorrow. My guest is theologian and recording artist Michael Card. He's written a book on the Gospel of Mark. We're going to talk about that book and the insights God has shown him from his word, and even a little bit about the backstory of what's going on in Michael Card's life as God's been getting a hold of him in a very profound and deep way. That's tomorrow. Check out my blog at susielarson.com. It's titled Standing Strong in Turbulent Times. And finally, guess what? The Lord wants you to last long and finish strong. He's the one who keeps you strong to the end. Have a great day.